Welcome to This Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. How do we show Jesus to a hostile world? When Peter wrote his first epistle, Nero was on the throne, and Christians were heavily persecuted and openly mocked. So the call to good deeds here is radical. Chapter 2, verses 15 and 16 says, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God." As you consider those words, notice your heart rate. Feel it slow as you breathe deeply. Peter instructs Christians to act in a way that is completely opposite of our natural instinct. Even when surrounded by enemies, we are called to live such good lives that those enemies see us and glorify our good God. It's easy to show love to our friends. As Jesus said, even the unbelievers do that. What should make a Christian stand out? Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Turn the other cheek. Walk 2 miles when you're forced to walk one. That's showing God's love. Lay priest and author Brennan Manning once said, "The greatest single cause of atheism in the world today is Christians who acknowledge Jesus with their lips and walk out the door and deny him by their lifestyle." Let's live as ones who love Jesus. Lord, you give strength and goodness, even when I am exhausted by evil. You give me patience and love, even in the face of persecution. Help me to do good. Give me peace in the midst of conflict, and the courage to overcome evil with good. Let me live radically different from the rest of the world, for your name and your glory. It's in the precious name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Let the love of God constrain you. When you feel like striking back, do good. Let your light shine to those who live in darkness. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.